the rest of the story. The hardest golf course in the world? Mill Road. Mill Road just may have been tougher than Medina 3, Tommy Armour said. One of the three best golf courses in the United States, Bobby Jones said. Well, let's tee it up and you tell me. At Mill Road, the first hole was 430 yards, par 4. Second hole, 440 yards, par 4. Third hole, 216 yards, par 3. Now, wait a minute. What's the course rating for Mill Road? Uh-oh. 76.32. Not many tracks anywhere approaching that. And in its day, the extraordinary difficulty was not merely a matter of length. For example, there were 115 bunkers at Mill Road, more than half of them guarding greens. And the greens themselves, practically all of them, were sloping so dramatically that you had to aim for the corners and let the ball feed. Author John Gunther called Mill Road the most impressive place of its kind in the United States. Tim Cronin, writing for Chicago District Golfer, referred to it as a golf torture chamber and golf's equivalent of a minefield. By the ninth hole alone, a 435-yard par 4 demanded a tee shot not around, not over, but through the oak woodlands and into a fairway less than 20 yards wide. Indeed, there were no easy holes at Mill Road, no place to catch your breath. Located in Lake County, north of Chicago, the course was designed by William S. Flynn, renowned for his reconfiguration of Shinnecock Hills and formidable Pine Valley. Mill Road required a staff of 150, two of whom did nothing but trim the 6 miles of hedges on the property. The hardest golf course in the world? Well, if not, then nearly. For of all of the golfers, great and small, who challenged her, only one managed to break par. Just one time, one round, one man shot under par. That man was Tommy Armour. He nursed one under through 17 holes and then took 40 minutes to negotiate the 580-yard finishing hole, and he had to chip in and one putt to seal his achievement. That's how hard was Mill Road. A stunningly beautiful, always immaculately manicured course as well. And as you may infer, it is no more. For the land on which Mill Road was conceived in 1925 and constructed in 1927 was in 1939 donated to the University of Chicago. By 1942, the course was closed. 1945, the school sold the property to suburban developers, and so it's all houses now. And a few original buildings and memories. And yet once upon a time there was an angry green giant, a superlative golf course, cruised but never bruised by the legends of the game. For those greats, professional and amateur, played only by invitation and only in friendly matches. For magnificent Mill Road was not originally intended for magnificence, was not even meant for tournament play. No, that ultimate 18 that rises like Misty Brigadoon in the imaginations of today's golf historians was built by Chicago advertising pioneer Albert Lasker on his private 480-acre dairy farm. It was built for him alone. For him alone. Because new members were crowding the golf course at Lasker's Lakeshore Country Club, and he just couldn't tolerate the wait. Now you know the rest of the story.